John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we told you, he's the editor of a national radio sports report, a video odds maker with Gino's Picks on YouTube, a stand-up comedian, the pride of Vineland, New Jersey, a man who believes that if it's not the host, his name is Vinny the Crumb. Please welcome Gino Visconti. It's time for Gino's Picks. Hey, Gino.
Let's hope my picks stay as good as your intros are getting. Good Lord, I'm actually believing I'm worth listening to. I was about to change my own freaking dial. I'm like, yeah, this guy sounds pretty good. Let's give it a pop.
Panthers-Eagles at the link this weekend. The Eagles favored by 5. I've got to tell you something. When Cam Newton first made the scene, when he first came out, I said, God, I love this kid. He seemed like the All-American boy. He was just a great guy. And then he won a Super Bowl. Became a real dick.
He went to a Super Bowl.
He went to a Super Bowl. And right after it, he became a real dick. Right?
It seems like the world just comes pounding at your door when you win a Super Bowl, and you're either ready for it or you're not. It's not that he's not ready for it. The kid just puts himself in bad situations, like with the yogurt ad. And trust me, I know my way around a yogurt ad. But look, here's the thing. You've got to love the fact, one, that the Eagles are coming off 10 days rest. You do.
Right.
And here's the even better thing. It's basically 10 and a half, because that game was over halfway through. Because the Giants, because if I could say one Giant I told you so, Odell Beckham Jr. is a train wreck. And when you give $95 million to a receiver that has little impact on your team, then you can't sign offensive line help or even afford a walker for your quarterback, Eli Manning. Okay. Meanwhile, the Panthers barely beat the Redskins last week because it was a hard-fought game, which it will always be, because this comes back to your boy Cam Newton. All right, the guy has all the offensive weapons in the world. He's got Christian McCaffrey, who can do everything. He can run. He can catch. I mean, that guy has more tools in one place than a South Street vape shop. Okay,
okay.
Come on. Come on, give that a sec, because that's the only thing I wrote and I really wanted to
do. I heard bake shop, not vape shop.
I heard bake shop also. Yeah. All right. What you know?
Oh, you guys haven't started drinking yet today. You think you're better than me?
I knew you were drinking. I put it on our Twitter. Glad you made it.
Okay, let's go. Honestly, though, McCaffrey's great. They have a great offensive coordinator in Norv Turner. And let me stress that again. Great offensive coordinator. Anyone that watched Norv Turner as a head coach of the Chargers and Redskins knows he's absolutely terrible.
So bad.
He sits on the sideline. He looks like Leno in the last days of the Tonight Show. He just sits there with this guilty look on his face, waiting for people to notice he just doesn't belong there. Okay? But as an offensive coordinator, he's great. But that's the thing. Cam Newton is the problem, because he's a physical specimen. He's a great athlete, but he's an inaccurate passer. He should be throwing a quarter in the air, because there's a 50% chance of it landing the right way every time he throws the ball. He's not good. The Eagles, look, you got to love the Eagles. Yep. 10 days rest. They're getting their vibes back on. You know what I mean? We talked about it last week. It's not just a hangover. We know what hangovers are like. Yep. They got to get the kinks out. You know what the kinks are like. I saw your website, John. They have to just... I'm calling you a sicko. What they have to do is just get the reps in. I'm going to tell you, guy who's not Vinny the Crumb, about getting the reps in. I call you a veteran. No! Look, they're getting better and better as a team. The question isn't if the Eagles will win, because they will. And I'm not trying to jinx it. It's just a matter of fact. They're a better team. They're a smarter team. They're playing at home on more rest. The question is if they can win by 5. And I think they do. I think they're up by 3. They get a late field goal. There's no backdoor here. Let that go, John. And I think the Eagles win this one by probably a touchdown. I'm going to say 6.
Okay.
There's your pick.
All right. Well, there is Gino's pick. We will talk to you next week. Enjoy your weekend and your drinking.
I didn't get fired yet 2 weeks. This is amazing.
Classic rock. 102.9 MGK.
When the season began, it wasn't easy going, but the Eagles are still going strong. Last week we won, 'cause we had Eli's number. Can standing up for long paths, touching paths, running routes, blitzing them, sacking.